Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, coming to you with another podcast. And this is now the end of the month. We are at the end of the month. And if you haven't checked my November update episode, please check that out. Because a lot of y'all are asking me questions. And I already explained to y'all how it's going to go down and what's going on and everything. But y'all are like, you know, what's going on? Go watch the update. I already did a whole episode talk about what's going on for the rest of the month and into December. Like, everything's there for y'all. Like, I mean, what else do y'all want? So, you know, go check that November update episode out. It's not even an episode. It's just November update. Go check that out, you guys, so y'all don't have to call me every 2 minutes and message me every 2 minutes. Like, can I? No. Go check the updates. That's what they're there for. But anyways, I want to thank all you guys for subscribing, the ones that have. The ones that support me, I appreciate y'all. God knows y'all mean a lot to me, and I hope y'all know that. But this episode is talking about things we put in our eye gate. I'm gonna do the eye gate and the ear gate. So I did eye gate because the ear gate is, you know, things that we hear. The eye gate is things that we see. What things that we see? Sometimes you can't avoid what you hear. If you're at a mall or you're at a movie theater and someone behind you is cussing, blank, you know, you can't control that. That's you're going to hear that, but you can control what you see. You see what I mean? Like, you can control, we can control the content we watch. We can control the music we decide to, you know, videos we decide to watch. You know, like, for instance, me being a Christian, so I can stay updated on current things. A lot of times I'll just hear it, like a certain rapper's thing will come out and people are like, oh, Andre, did you hear this? And I'll listen to it, but I won't see it. I won't look at a video because I know the video is going to have hidden symbolism in there. I know there's going to be some, you know, tricks and things. I don't need to see that. I put that in my eye gate. And even in my ear gate, it's not good to go in your ear gate either. But sometimes I got to know these things so I can have something to talk about. I can preach about it. I can speak about it. I can say what I got from it. And sometimes in certain cases for what my eyes see, we have to look at them too so we can say, can you believe this is going on? But yeah, let's get into things we put in our eye gate. So I want to start off from the kids going up to the adults. So from your children, I'm very, very cautious with my kids. Of course, they'll try to watch a show. Like, they got Netflix, they got all the streaming apps you can have, Disney Plus, all that stuff now. And they're looking at these things. My number one objective is to make sure they're not watching something that has dark things in it or things that are against what we stand for as Christians. Now, my kids being old enough now, they know because I saw them at a young age when to not watch a certain show. What do they see in that they know is bad? So, for instance, my kids now, if they're watching a show like Gravity Falls, and they see two boys kiss or two girls kiss, they immediately off rip know something's wrong about this. Because I taught them up that way. Now, there is sometimes they'll try to watch some show. And there's this show they were watching with frogs on it. And being a Christian, you know, frogs mean plagues. And a lot of times I want to make sure there's no hidden messages and stuff. So they were watching it. And I walked in the room and I see how quick my son tried to turn it off. Like, I got it all connected to my phone so I know when they're trying to watch things and all that. So I see how quick he tried to turn. I said, what were you watching? And then he said, oh, it's just a show about frogs. And I said, let me see it. So I played a little bit. And then I heard them talking about learning how to cast some type of spell. And when I seen that, I said, oh, no. We're not doing this. And of course, my son was like, but why? And I explained to him why. Because in his eyes, they're just frogs. You know, it reminds me when I was younger and Pokemon had came out. Pokemon released. I loved Pokemon, you know what I mean, as a kid. So we're going to stay on with a kid topic. I'm going to talk about my kid, my childhood. 1996 is my favorite year of all time. I always say this. I stand by that. 96 was the best year of my life. I think 96 was when the shows were hot, the cartoons on Saturdays, the Nintendo 64. You know, I just loved that time and that era. It was just a great time for me. So in 96, I went to a conference, a men's conference, and a brother at the conference started preaching about Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z. I couldn't understand what What is Pokemon Jack Maltzy have to do? How does he know this much? Now, I know he didn't personally know me. So immediately that was a green light in my head, like, oh, shoot, he knows some things. It was a green light, but it was a red light because I was like, uh-oh. So I was told that I couldn't watch Pokemon and I couldn't watch Dragon Ball Z no more. The preacher was talking to he wasn't a preacher at the time, he was a minister. And he was telling all the kids, Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z are made from the devil to attract kids. And I kept saying, how? That don't even make sense. Like, it isn't like they're doing... And then I was like, well, the episode that I was currently on at that time was a sidekick being in it, and which was Abracadabra and Alakazam, and they were sidekicks. And then before that arc were ghosts like Haunter and I know all the Pokemons, you know what I mean? And I kept saying, but what are they doing wrong? There's nothing wrong with this. I don't see why. And so my mom was looking at me the whole time he was preaching because she knew those are things that I watched. But she didn't know the spiritual part of him either. She just, you know, was like, why do I love it so much? So anyway, we were in the class and me and my friends looking at each other. We were like, are they trying to stop? So I remember after, me and my friends that were in school together were like, dude, did they just try to tell us we can't watch our shows? We're still watching. We don't care. So I kept watching. And then after a month later, I decided, you know what, this don't feel right. I didn't have my enjoyment for it anymore. I wasn't even happy watching it anymore. I was like, I really don't even care now. Like, I went from being so hype and feeling like I could never miss an episode to I don't even care now. But the first few days, I was crying. I was telling my mom, why? And my mom's like, that's why. And I said, what do you mean, that's why? She's like, you see how much you're crying right now? That's called an addiction, because you can't even accept it. You're crying and bawling out because you can't even accept the fact you have to give up something you love so much. And it hurt me at that time. So I had to deal with that with my son when he's playing this game with dragons in it. And I don't mind dragons. I never mind dragons in a game as long as they're not, you know, doing too much. Like, I love How to Train Your Dragon because it's clean. It's good for the most part. I'm always observing, you know what I mean? But then in this dragon game, I started noticing the dragons he was getting. And I said, why is this dragon over here called the Satan Dragon? It was called a Satan Dragon. And then my son, he's trying to explain to me. He's like, maybe 4, 5, 6 at this time, somewhere around. I don't know, I would get all 3 of them years mixed, but he was around that age, somewhere around there. And I said, you got to give this up, Caleb. He's like, no, but daddy, I want that, and I love it. And all I could think, I got the flashback to me with Pokemon, and I said, that's how much I love Pokemon. That was my obsession with Pokemon. So since I was little, I never watched Pokemon till this day. Never watched it, never played the game. You're surrounded by it, so you'll see things and hear things, but I never watched Pokemon once I decided to put it away permanently. So I got it from my son. So as a child, as parents, we want to make sure we're monitoring what our kids are watching, making sure these shows don't slip in little swears here and there, making sure these shows don't have sex type things, making sure there's no homosexuality, make sure they're not showing kids how to steal. Like, I was watching Teen Titan Go with my kids because I thought it was funny. But I started noticing as episodes are going, I'm like, they got certain episodes where they like actually go to hell and like fight someone similar to the devil. And, you know, anyone that knows Raven, she's into black magic and does all that. And I started to realize, I said, she be saying full on spells. Hold up. So anyways, I forgot where I left off. I got a call, so I had to pause it. But I'm going to continue into the next part anyways. So when we're monitoring our kids, we just got to make sure. That's what I was talking about. Watch our kids, we just got to make sure what they're watching. We don't want this. They sneak stuff in. So like I was saying in Teen Titans Go, I would realize she was saying spells. Like every time she does her attack, she says, Azia Metzorozentos. I rebuked that, she's saying. But she's saying an actual spell, an actual curse. And I said, oh man, I can't watch it no more. So I stopped watching that. Me and my kids don't watch Teen Titans Go no more. Then Adventure Time, so much darkness in that show. I thought it was a good show until you realize the princess and the vampire and all this type of stuff. Oh, sorry, I keep getting interrupted on here. I'm getting called from my wife every 2 minutes. I don't know why she's calling me so much. But yeah, like I was saying, you know, we just got to be very careful of what our kids watch. The stuff that goes on TV nowadays, you got to make sure the right stuff's going in the eye gate. So I monitor everything they watch. Once I see anything I don't like, I'm like, I don't want that in there. I'm not feeling that. So then we get to the teenage phase. When you become a teenager, you know, this now parents are still involved with this, but you're not going to be able to control it as much. Once they hit that 13 and up, you're not going to be able to control it as much. But you still can monitor it. It's just you're not going to be able to control them as much. Me, with my kids, the teachings that they learned from me, they already know. So there's certain things in games and shows now. My kid's about to be 10 and 9. They know certain shows where they're like, nah, we can't watch that because that shouldn't be in there. Or that curse, they're talking about curses and all that. No, that shouldn't be in there. They already know that. So if you guide them from kids growing up, when they get to teens, they'll understand a lot more. But when it comes to teenage life, if you're a teenager and you're trying to figure out what's bad for me, what's good, this is when you start learning, if you're under God, what to discern is something you can handle or something you can't. This is obviously under, 18. This is, under 20, I want to say. If you're watching a show and you feel an uneasy feeling, you feel disturbed, you feel like, dang, I shouldn't be watching this. You almost feel like your parents watching you. Just know that's God. So, if you're watching a show and it has intense sex scenes or it has vampires and all that stuff, you don't want to put that stuff in your ear gate. That stuff is only going to cause you to be attacked by the devil, and it can enter your life. What enters your ear gate can enter your dreams. What enters your dreams can make you wake up in the morning and think about those dreams, causing your whole day to be ruined. You just don't know. So just don't risk it. When you're teens, think of all things. I'm not telling you to just watch Disney movies and stuff. Even Disney got a lot of black magic and stuff you got to be careful about. But it's what you can handle. If you're watching something, or if you're playing a video game or something, and you're into it, and you feel like you're in that game, or you feel like it's something you gotta have, or you can't get off of it. I remember when Zelda Ocarina of Time came out back in when my brother had the Nintendo 64. I didn't own it, but I would watch him play. And every time I watched him play, I was like, I want to play so bad. I wanted to play that game every minute of the day. Obsession. And when I got older and got my own system, I did do that. I played that game back and forth, no interruptions, barely wanting to eat, all that stuff. When you get like that, that means you need to take a step back from it. That's how it works in the world of the spirit. If something's taking you away from life, taking you away from certain things, get out of there. Don't even interfere with that. Get out of there. It's only going to hurt you in the long run. Your spirit's letting you know it's not good. If you're addicted to something and it feels so good, they all say bad things feel so good. When you eat a lot of food and it's not good for you, it feels so good or it tastes so good, you got to eat it. That's the barrier that you got to look out for and watch out for. So when it comes to being a teen, just make sure and be alert of what you're watching and what you're into. Your spirit will let you know. Just ask God, is this good for me or not? God will let you know. Then as an adult, this is where things changes. So me as an adult, as I got older, I've gotten spiritually stronger, spiritually mature. There are certain things I can watch now. For instance, I watch Game of Thrones. I'm a huge fan. And a lot of Christians I know are huge fans of Game of Thrones. But when we're watching Game of Thrones, we look at Game of Thrones as, this is things that were taken from the Bible. The actual editor actually said, a lot of our ideas came from the Bible for Game of Thrones. And we just did it this way, So it's when I'm watching Game of Thrones, yes, there are White Walkers that come from the dead. There's gay stuff, there's this and that. But it doesn't bother my spirit. I love the show, but I don't live the show. You see what I'm saying? I had a group for it, for people that had trivia, to have fun and all that. But I never lived it. I'm not getting no tattoos. I'm not naming my kids after the characters, doing none of that. I watch it and I think of lessons I can use to preach on it. There's a lot of lessons I can say. You see, we're all like the White Walkers. Before we meet God, we're like White Walkers. We're walking around thinking we're living, but there's things you can use. It doesn't spiritually bother me. But for someone that struggles, someone that was once into deep witchcraft or someone that was into, homosexuality, it might not be a cup of tea because you might not be spiritually strong enough. You might see a sexual scene and get turned on by that, or see homosexuality and get turned on by that, or see, the killings and get turned on by the killing. With me, it's the story, it's the development. I know there ain't no dragons. I know there's no girl that's the mother of dragons. I know all that stuff. But I can watch it and be at ease because I know where I stand. I pray before I go to bed. I repent every single night. None of us are perfect. But the thing about me is, even Pastor Hagee was talking about watching Game of Thrones. He did a whole lesson speaking about Game of Thrones and using it in a biblical sense. So for me, I look at it as it doesn't bother me, but I'm not going to recommend it to everybody because everybody can't handle that type of show. Everybody can't. It's funny because I can watch Game of Thrones, but I can't watch Walking Dead. Every time I put Walking Dead on, I get a headache. Once I turn it on, believe it or not, once I put on Walking Dead, I get a headache immediately. I'm like, God, why? Like, they're just dead people and they're barely in it and it's just zombies. It ain't like Game of Thrones with fantasy and magic and dark witches and stuff. So why? God brought me to a spiritual level where I'm mature enough to handle that stuff with Game of Thrones. But Walking Dead, for some reason, zombies, anytime I play a game that has zombies, anytime I read something that has zombies, because I read a lot of comics, anytime I do any of that stuff, immediate headache. Immediately. Then there's things like anime. I watch anime now. I haven't watched anime since I was young. I gave up anime. I didn't watch it for years. I would watch maybe one show like Naruto or something. And yes, there's bad things in Naruto. There's not, in every anime, there's something bad or there's something good. But that's everything we watch. That's TV shows. That's daytime television. That's soap operas. That's Game of Thrones. That's whatever you want to say. Movies. It's in everything. Your goal is to make sure you have the covering of God over you and making sure you are spiritually able to pull away from whatever you're watching. When I'm watching animes, I only read them once a week. The mangas come out like a comic. I read them once a week. I barely watch the animes. I read more because they do like comic style. But I can get away from it. If I could, I could do a fast right now for 2 years and never look at anime again. I do it for entertainment purposes, for things to keep my mind wandering, having fun, talk about it with my brothers. Everybody's different. Some people can't. Some people get too obsessed with anime. They change their hair color. They start talking like them. When I was younger, that's what I did. I used to have long hair. I got my hair straightened so I could be like a certain character that I loved in Naruto. Some people get their fingernails done. Some people get the robes. Some people get the clothes. I'm not about all that. I might get a shirt or something. You know, I ain't gonna lie. As long as there ain't no Japanese writing on it, because you don't know what stuff gonna be saying. But everything comes with what you can handle spiritually. If you can't handle it, or if your spirit's telling you, a lot of time people always say, you know, from the outside, other Christians would tell other Christians, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. Don't watch this, don't watch that. By the end of the day, it comes down to your personal journey with God and what you can handle. Some people are like, you shouldn't watch that because, well, I can watch it and it doesn't do anything to me. But you might watch it and it might make, just like I had a gaming conference at last year. This year. We went to this place in Mohegan Sun, one of the biggest casinos there is, one of the best casinos. You literally had to walk through the casino area with the slot machines to get where the gaming event was happening at GamerCon. Shout out to GamerCon, Jamie, my boy at Gamer Underground. You had to literally go through slot machine areas, people smoking cigarettes, all that. Not one time did I go to that area and say, I need to put a coin in that machine. And I had money on me. Gambling's not my weakness. But for someone else that had gambling addiction, why would I bring them with me when they might want to gamble? You see what I'm saying? Everything comes down to what you can handle. Because if we just shut our eyes to everything around us, you might as well not watch, see, or do anything. Be sad, look at one another if you're married, or read your Bible all day. If you can do that, do that. I can't. I gotta have entertainment. I gotta have the things. I always say, you put your work in with God, then you have your enjoyment time. So that's the stages for me. I'm definitely going to do a second one on this. I'm bringing a special guest on for the next one. I'm going to figure out who that's going to be. But I definitely want to do more of this because the ear gate, the eye gate are both things that should be talked about and we should discuss. So I thank you guys for listening. I will check you guys with another episode in December. I'm going to take a break for a little while. Not permanently. I got to focus on the Trump debates and see where that goes. And yeah. That's what I'm pretty much going to be doing. The Trump debate's going to be coming up in December. Me versus some Republicans, and I got to do a road. So after this episode, you won't see another one for a little while. But the next time that one comes out, it'll be juicy because it'll be about Trump. And let's see where it goes. So thank you guys for listening. Check you guys later. And remember what I said. If your spirit's telling you this ain't right, if you feel uneasy about something like your parents are watching you, or you ain't supposed to do it, just know your spirit saying, get out of there. You ain't about that. You ain't supposed to be about that. But thank you guys for listening. Love y'all. Peace.